Your children may not grow up in a world where they never make bad choices. But when you put God in their heart at a young age, when it hits the fan, your children will know who to run to. And it's not the world, it's they run to the Lord. And that comes from you, moms.
Welcome to the Beverly Boulevard Four Square Church. Happy Mother's Day. It's Sunday, May 11th, 2025. Pastor Jeff is speaking. Today's message is entitled, Mothers Reflecting God's Love. And our text comes to us from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. And now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. We thank you that we can be together, Lord. Lord, we're not going to lose focus on you, but we are going to talk about our mothers today because we are so grateful that you've blessed us with them. What a blessing and an honor it is to be a mother, a blessing you've bestowed on so many, Father, and we thank you for those you've chosen to do that and as you lead them and you guide them in motherhood and in life. Bless this time we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. There's no better place to be than in the house of the Lord on Mother's Day or any day. I know some of your families are already sitting in line waiting for a table somewhere, holding a reservation, party of six. We got to wait till you're all here to sit down. But, you know, Pastor brought it up just a little bit, and I do want to share a little bit about what happened yesterday. We had the Men of Power decided to get together and to bless the ladies of the church and to host the Mother's Day breakfast. And so I want to personally thank by name Brian Garcia, Chris Ochoa, James Mesa, John, Sean, Greg, Ralph, Ernie, Kevin, Andy, who came, Pastor Andy came and played the music, and Pastor Zoni did come and do a devotional. And so we were there. The guys were there at the ladies' breakfast. Go figure, huh? And it turns out we can cook, too. Not too bad. Nobody got sick. No phone calls. Nobody called and said they got food poisoning or anything like that. All right. Well, like I said yesterday, two things. The first time we do this is free. If you'd like us to cook for you again, you could talk to our attorney about the contract and how much it's going to cost. And second, if you are a mom today, and all the moms, raise your hand real quick. All the moms, raise your hand. Okay. If you're a mom, thank a father. Because it took two to tango, and it wasn't just you becoming a mother all on your own. You're not Mary, the mother of God. That it didn't work that way. I find it very interesting how people are putting all over their social medias, post a picture of who made you a mom, post a picture of who made you a mom, and it's pictures of their firstborn kid. And I write to them, shouldn't it be the dad? But that's a whole other story. We'll talk about that another time. But sincerely, we really do thank God for our mothers. Today, some of you, I know you so well, and I've known you my whole life, that you're like mothers to me. When I first came into this church, Carrie and myself were in diapers. And we were really little, and I had my thumb in my mouth, and I was being carried all over and passed around and being adopted by all of you. And so as I chose the songs this morning in prayer, I was thinking of a lot of you, and I know you, and I chose some of your favorite songs to bless you as part of my Mother's Day gift. The song we did in the middle, I did that for my mom. It's her favorite song that I ever wrote, but I also know some of the other mothers really love it. We need to be sincere in honestly honoring the mothers in our life. And I really want to thank God for our mothers. And to the mothers, I want to point out a few things. And to the rest of us, I want to point out a few things. And the first thing I'd like to point out today is this. There's a blessing and an honor of motherhood. And I'm pretty sure that if you were to ask a mother today, she would probably highlight and point out all her moments of failure. She would probably hang more on the moments where she feels like she may have let her family down, or she wasn't where she was supposed to be when she should have been, when her kid fell and got a boo-boo and she wasn't there to catch him, and how hard that must have been. You know, and I know that not everybody has a perfect relationship with their mothers, but we need to be compassionate and we need to be sympathetic and we need to understand that moms are born with the capacity to be mothers, but they have to learn how to do it. And so there was a learning curve there. And most of us as children, we don't know that. We didn't see that. We didn't realize what that was like in those first years of motherhood, learning how to stay up all night and work all day and not sleep and change diapers and make food and take care of your house and take care of your family and go to work and all of those things. And so what a blessing and an honor that God gives to you, knowing that you are strong enough, knowing that where you aren't, He is, and He will take care of you. I'm sure not everyone has a perfect relationship with their mom. And I'm sure some of the children could highlight some of their mother's shortcomings, amen? But she's still blessed to be a mom. We honor the hard work, the late nights, the running around to places like urgent care, doctor's appointments, sports practices, games, school events, going to the store to buy clothes and food and all of those things. But we can also think about those cold meals that moms eat while making sure everybody else gets a hot plate. It's a thankless job being a mother most of the time. The selfless actions of our moms sometimes go unnoticed, but not today, because today's Mother's Day. If we think about all the love, though it may seem like worry and a nagging mother to you, but if we think about all the love that they give, not just in caring for and being there and showing up, but in all the sleepless nights, just praying to the Lord that her children are okay. Whether they're at work, at school, or out with their friends getting into trouble, mothers wait at home and pray that their children are okay. This is what a mother must endure. I'm sure it can be painful at times. And it's one of those things that only a mother could understand, and I don't pretend to. But that too sometimes goes unnoticed. Our first scripture is Proverbs 31, 28 through 29. And it says, that's your audible cue. Gotcha. All right. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. The word of the Lord tells us a mother lives a life of selfless sacrifice. A biblical mother, a godly mother, does all of those things. And while they take effort and they take energy, it's a selfless act to get up and to continue to push through it. She wakes up early to prepare for her family. She stays up late praying for her children. She juggles life just so she can be a blessing to her family. We celebrate today the God-given role of mothers as a blessing to families. I encourage you today to honor and appreciate all mothers for their sacrifice and their love. If you haven't, thank a mom today. You know, sometimes, you know, Memorial Day weekend's coming up, and Veterans Weekend comes around, everybody's like, thank a vet. Don't forget to thank a vet. Don't forget to thank a veteran. You know, I think every day we should thank a mom because they're the real veterans in our lives. They have been with us since the moment we saw light. They did unspeakable things to keep us clean. They did unspeakable things to keep us fed. And we need to honor that. So please thank a mother. If it's not your mom, thank someone else's mom. If you're a mom, thank another mom and tell her, hey, I know. What is a mother's love? It is a love that should always be reflecting God's goodness. That's what it really is. And that takes us to our second point, a mother's influence in nurturing faith in her children. 2 Timothy 1:5 tells us this, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded, now lives in you also. This is a wonderful moment where the Apostle Paul is talking with Timothy and he's highlighting the role that motherhood plays in the lives of their children. It's this idea that your kids aren't going to wake up one day and be like, hey, God came to me in a dream. We should have faith. I don't need your help. Don't guide me. No. Faith is something that comes from guidance. Faith is something that comes from mothers down, from fathers as well. But we'll get there in a month or so. Today's about the mothers. And so I remember being in seminary, and in one of the classes I had to do, it was a history course, a church history course, and I was told that I had to do a family tree project. And I was supposed to go back as far as I could. And, well, because of my father's mother's mother's mother, I was able to dig through some crates and find some old documents and then use the internet to cross-reference and find out that it was all the same and it was correct. And I was able to trace my family heritage all the way back to the year 1000 to a man named Adam Fitzswain, who left the Netherlands and landed in northern England in the year 1000. From there, I can trace everybody from England and Italy and Costa Rica to Beverly Boulevard, Foursquare Church in 2025 today, right where I'm standing. But the idea of the project wasn't just to dive in and see who you were related to. It was to understand that your theology, your understanding of God, your values and the way you live are passed on from generation through generation. Mothers, you are called to influence and nurture faith in your children. That is the role, part one of the main roles you play. And there are many practical ways that you can continue this and begin this in your own life with your own family. Some of the best ways that you can nurture the faith of your children is to pray with your children. Sit down and pray with them. Teach them to pray. Teach them the importance of it. And you can do that with this other practical advice, and that's to read your Bible with your children. Get a Precious Moments Bible if you don't think they're going to understand the way it sounds in the New King James. Whatever it takes, but put the word of the Lord into your children. I remember when I was real little, my mother would encourage me to read the Bible. And she says, I'll give you 5 cents for every chapter you read. Man, I started reading and reading and reading. And I had like $4 when I was done. Now, as a kid, that was a lot of money. Right? And it was quite the incentive. And little did I know that me thinking I was earning money was my mother putting the roots of the Word of God into my life. One thing I've shared with some of you before is that your children may not grow up in a world that's perfect, where they'll never run into trouble. Your children may not grow up in a world where they never make bad choices. But when you put God in their heart at a young age, when it hits the fan, your children will know who to run to. And it's not the world, it's they run to the Lord. And that comes from you, moms. Dads, you're responsible too, and I'll get at you in a month or so, I promise. But moms, you have this wonderful honor and blessing that God has put upon you. And you know, ladies, this falls over onto grandmas and aunties and ninas and godmothers and all of those roles. You all play that role in the lives of children. And so we have to understand that from that blessing and honor of the role of mother, and understanding that leads you to a place where you need to be nurturing faith and influencing your children in the ways of the Lord. I mean, goodness sakes, just a couple weeks ago, we had some baby dedications up here. And we didn't dedicate the baby so that the baby would be just washed clean and perfect and never have any problems. It was parents standing up here saying, I dedicate my child to the Lord, and I dedicate my life to teaching my children the ways of the Lord. Mothers, that's your role. And that leads us to our final point, which is how God's compassion and care are reflected in you. Mothers, you are here to be a reflection of God to your children. God's comforting love for each of us is like a mother's tender care. I know some mothers, and rightfully so, encourage their children to be tough. And that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. Right? I remember being at a Little League game and watching a young man stand up there to bat. And he got up in the box and he was ready. And the pitcher just winds up and throws and boom, kid gets hit hard. The whole group of parents on both sides, both teams go, ooh. And you hear one voice, no crying, walk it off. Now you would think it was the dad, right? But it was the mom. Now there's nothing wrong with that. And that's part of a place of tender love. And mothers, you should encourage them to be strong. But the best part about it is even when you encourage them to be strong, they will always know, if you're a godly mother, they will always know that they can come to you for the tender love that is needed. You play multiple roles. In all things, I encourage you mothers to be reflections of God's love, and not just God's love, but God's compassion. You're doing the best you can to teach your children, and they will make mistakes. And you can love them and be compassionate and walk them through that. And I just want to reassure all of us today, Jesus didn't just pay the price for mothers. Jesus paid the price for us all, right? I have to kind of think about stepping away from moms for just a second, because there are people who are here who aren't mothers today, right, fellas? And you need to know that it is Mother's Day, and it's all about our moms today. But just like there's enough love from your mom for your siblings, there's enough God for all of us too. And we need to be reassured this morning that God's tender love is for all of us. John 3:16 and 17 is so clear, and it's such a well-known verse. And I've heard arguments for it and against it. I've studied the atheist thought process on the Bible and what they think and how they rip this apart and try and poke a bunch of holes in it. But the truth is so clear for us to understand that God loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Parents, mothers, God did not send you children to condemn your children, but that through you and your love and your tender care, that they would grow closer to him and live for him through your influence. Today, you might be here because, well, it's Mother's Day. And you're here because Mother's Day makes mom happy when you come to church. And that's okay. We're glad you're here. Welcome. Come again. Come anytime. And I promise you, I'm almost done. You have reservations. We'll be done really soon. I promise. But from my heart, if you're here today because you love mom, or you're here today because you have to be here because mom said you had to be for whatever reason that is, you too need to know. I need you to know. I need to tell you today that God loves you. He loves you, and he's inviting you to be a part of that family. The God who loves us has blessed us with so much. Amen? Being a mother is not only a blessing, but it comes with many hats to wear. Mothers, you wear so many hats, it's not even funny. I've seen my mother as a plumber, an electrician, a cook, a cleaner, an enforcer, a chancla thrower. Right? You have so many talents. I've seen you angry at your kids, like you were ready to kill them, like ready to kill them. And then somebody said something about your kids, and the mama bear comes out like, "Don't you talk about my kids." You are protectors. That's right. Mom's got you, right? I have this kind of cool little acronym that we're going to go through. Mother. A mother first is a mentor. Like we read in Timothy, the mentorship of his grandmother and his mother are the reason for his pure faith in God. Mothers are overcomers. How many of you mothers have overcome something? Proverbs 31:25 says, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come." Ha, 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 says the mother. Mothers, you are teachers. Deuteronomy 6:6-7 says, "Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road." This is about teaching your children the ways of God, the laws of the Lord, and God's expectations on their lives. So your mentors, your overcomers, your teachers, and to your husbands, mothers, you are helpers. Genesis 2:18, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." You mentor, you overcome, you teach, you help. And in the darkest of times, when the people in your life are going through it, whatever that may be, God uses you in this other way as encouragers. Proverbs 31:26 says,
She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. I encourage mothers and their children, speak life into your children. Speak the word of God into your children. Speak encouragement into your children. What's not good for your children is to tell them how dumb and stupid they are over and over again. Because on the inside of their life, in the place that they treasure, and what they treasure is your love. And what they treasure is your word. And when you tell them things, they take it and they take it to heart. I read a story the other day about a family who had a little boy, and he had this little dog named Sleepy Puppy. And over time, Sleepy Puppy was the whoopee, right? Kid couldn't go anywhere with it. If they traveled, Sleepy Puppy had to go. When he went to bed, Sleepy Puppy had to go. Mimi time, where's Sleepy Puppy? Sleepy Puppy, Sleepy Puppy. Well, Dad figured out that Sleepy Puppy looked pretty nasty. His fur was coming off. It was missing an eye, missing an ear. So Dad threw away Sleepy Puppy, and a new stuffed animal appeared. And what ended up happening is Mom and Dad kept telling me, you'll be all right, you'll be all right. But, you know, moms, this is why I'm telling you this for a reason. Here's the reason. There was no reason that Sleepy Puppy couldn't stay, except that Mom and Dad thought he was kind of ratty. But they destroyed something on the inside of their child's heart. They brought a mourning. This child never really accepted the new stuffed animal. I don't want to play with you. I want my Sleepy Puppy. How many of you know what I'm talking about, moms? You know, the kids... Sometimes when you speak down to your children, when you put them down, when you take away things that they cherish for no good reason at all, you hurt the inside of them. You have no idea how much influence you have. So you can be a discourager in your children's life. Or you can do what God called you to do and be an encourager. Speak wisdom and faithful instruction. Don't tear them down. And you do this by understanding your role as a mother is like that of God. You're a mentor, an overcomer, a teacher, a helper, an encourager, and you are a reflection of God's love. Isaiah 66:13 says this, "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. And you will be comforted over Jerusalem." You know, when we read the Old Testament, a lot of times we need to put ourselves in the place of the nation. Don't think of Jerusalem as a city. Think of it as you. Don't think of Israel as a nation. Think of it as you, an individual. And so when God says, "I will show compassion and love, and I will care for you in everyday life," and God says, "I will comfort like a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you." Of course, you have to ask yourself, are you a comforting mom or are you an uncomfortable mom? That's on you, and I'll ask your kids later and they'll tell me, I promise. A couple weeks, I'll be back there with them again and we'll find out for sure. So I don't know if you caught it, but the acronym there is MOTHER, M-O-T-H-E-R, mentor, overcomer, teacher, helper, encourager, and a reflection of God's love. That is the role mothers have. And it's a big deal. And let me tell you why it's a big deal. It's your calling. It's your ministry. Your ministry as mothers is first and foremost to your family, and especially to your children. United as a helper with your husband, you both minister to your children so that they too will grow in the ways of the Lord. Now, I understand that some people here don't know their mother very well, or maybe they do and they don't like her at all. I get it. Human relationships can be very difficult, especially when we're trying to figure it out on our own and we're not using the Word of God to lead us in these steps to mold us into the people we need to be as men of God, women of God. And maybe you feel like, as a mother, you haven't, or you just don't live up to this list. Maybe you're thinking to yourself right now, you know, I'm not really much of a mentor like I should be. Maybe you're thinking to yourself right now, I'm not really an overcomer. I'm falling in all these traps and I'm a mess. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, I have no idea what to teach these kids about God. That's why I take them to Pastor Jeff. I don't know what to teach them. That's why I send them to school. Maybe you don't think that you're supposed to serve your family the way the Bible shows us, and you don't look at yourself as a helper, but that's the role God gave you. Maybe nobody encouraged you along the way, and so you have a hard time encouraging others. Maybe you don't think you're good enough to be a reflection of God's love and mercy and grace. Well, let me tell you what. If you feel like you don't live up to this list, there's time. You're still here today. You're still breathing. God woke you up today and gave you this day of life. Amen? Right? It doesn't matter the age of your children. They will always be your kids. I love talking to the 20-somethings. Oh, man, my mom just won't leave me alone, man. I'm already 20. The 18-year-olds are even worse, right? I'm an adult according to the state. I'm almost 50 years old, and I will always be her Jeffrito. It'll never change. Moms, if you feel like you haven't been a mentor, an overcomer, a teacher, a helper, an encourager, or reflecting God's love, there's time. You can still do it. If you have influence in other people's lives, a man or woman, you can still be mentors, overcomers, teachers, helpers, and encouragers and reflections of God's love in the next generation. Maybe you don't like Mother's Day because you're angry at your mom. Maybe you don't like Mother's Day because your mom, or could be anybody in your life, right? Maybe they were a disappointment to you. Maybe you hear this list of what a mother should be and you're going through your head right now. You're thinking, my mom was none of those things. It's possible. Maybe it's your dad. Maybe it's your siblings. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's your coworkers. It doesn't matter who it was. If they don't live up to this list, there's time. There's time for you. Because while there are people in your life who maybe didn't live up to the list, maybe you're on the other side of this. And maybe you're the one who didn't live up to the list. While your mother was mentoring and overcoming and teaching and helping and encouraging and reflecting God's love into your life, maybe you rejected it. That's okay. You're here now. That's what matters. Maybe you've been a disappointment to others. Guess what? There's time. There's time. God woke you up today, and there is time. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, says the Lord. Maybe you're disappointed in the people in your life and they've hurt you. Maybe you've been a disappointment to people and you feel hurt. Maybe you don't see your mother as these things. Maybe you don't get the fact that it's an honor and a blessing that you are a mother, that you have a role to influence and nurture. There's time. Let the love of the Lord bring comfort. Let it bring peace. You know, we looked very quickly at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And for God so loved the world that he sent mothers into the world too, who would never sacrifice their only son. But he did. And because he did, there's time. There's time until there's not time. There's time to forgive your mother if she did wrong to you, whether she's still here or not. Because for some of you, mom's already gone. If there's a mother-shaped hole in your heart, the Lord will fill it. For some of you, the whole idea of Mother's Day might frustrate you. Because either you feel like a failure like a mom, or you feel like your children's a failure as children. Bring the gospel into that, because there's time. But do it before we run out of time. Only the love of the Lord brings comfort. And that comfort that God gives brings peace. It's a peace that comes from grace, that comes from the cross. Jesus loves you. And he gave you a mom to love and to be loved by. It's your move, church. Pastor.
So, wonderful. I know, good. I heard the message. Good. And we'll see what happens at Father's Day. You know, there's nothing like bringing into the presence of the Lord our hearts. Mothers and fathers, all of us, we're together in this, that God will do an adjustment and a tune-up. This is what happens when I come to church on Sundays. Well, whenever I go, but usually Sundays, it's a tune-up time to see if everything is working right. Because, you know, if it's, you got to have a check. You got to check it out. And so Sundays is my day for checking and saying, Lord, is everything okay? Lord, this is the issues that I've been dealing with and the problems, and the Lord just helps me. And we get that fine-tuning. How many are ready for fine-tuning? Amen? Amen? Well, this is Mother's Day, but this is the day that the Lord has made. So where are you going to lunch? May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may the Lord cause his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Go and conquer the world for Jesus.